This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been a dizzying 24 hours for the economy in Argentina. Its currency plummeted 19% versus the U.S. dollar. It seems to be stabilized this morning at 7.9, down more than 8% from 24 hours ago. Few in Argentina will forget the turbulence a little over a decade ago with the currency swings that came with Argentina's default on its debts. The BBC's Andrew Walker has been keeping on top of this for us. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, David.
What seems to be causing the turbulence now in Argentina with the currency?
The immediate cause of it appears to be the fact that the central bank has decided to stop intervening so aggressively to support the currency, basically because it doesn't want to exhaust the reserves. But I think there's also a deeper underlying thing, and that's got a lot to do with Argentina's inflation problem. The official figure is something like 11%, but most independent economists reckon it's at least double that. And there's also been something of a boom driven by government spending, which has contributed to spending an awful lot on imports, all of which has put this long-term pressure on the currency, which has come to a bit of a head because of the central bank's withdrawal from the support it's been providing.
Now, remind me, Argentina once upon a time had a currency that was locked to the U.S. dollar.
Indeed it did, and from the early 1990s to the beginning of the following decade, Argentina had just about the most rigid exchange rate system it's possible to have, a currency board. But it proved to be impossible for Argentina to maintain it. Argentina does have this very long history, you have to say, of finding it very difficult to keep inflation under control and to maintain financial stability. And it does look like we're having a rather unwelcome resurgence of that history.
Before we go, if we can, let's switch gears. Let's move from Argentina to Europe. It looks like today Europe reached a bit of a milestone, a subtle thing, but some of the banks are saying they don't need easy access to U.S. dollars like they did.
Yeah, and it's also true of Japan. It's a move taken by four major central banks. Basically, they are going to start winding down the dollar loans that they provide to their own banks. And it is an indication of the much reduced tensions in the financial system. Basically, banks are better able to get the dollars they need from the financial markets, from other private financial institutions. Clearly, a very significant demonstration of the fact that the fires, if they're not out altogether, have certainly been greatly contained.
The BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, David.